News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. A massive farm bill is in the books. President Obama signed the measure yesterday during an appearance at Michigan State University. The nearly $1 trillion bill funds agricultural programs for 5 years. They're still waiting for the power to come back on in parts of the Northeast days after that crippling snow and ice storm slammed the region. By late last night, the number of people left in the dark had finally dropped below 200,000. Close to $250 million will be on the line in tonight's big Powerball drawing, and almost equally impressive $215 million jackpot went unclaimed on Wednesday, pushing the new jackpot up to $247 million. The U.S. Attorney's Office has filed kidnapping charges against the half-sister of a mother of a six-day-old infant who went missing earlier this week. Authorities say the baby was taken from his home in Beloit on Thursday morning and later found safe in Iowa. Yesterday afternoon, 31-year-old Kristen Smith was charged with kidnapping and other charges. She could face life in prison if convicted. Two men charged with the felony theft of a 300-year-old violin appeared in court yesterday. 41-year-old Salah Salahaddin and 36-year-old Universal Allah are accused of stealing the Stradivarius violin that was on loan to a concertmaster at the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra. A Pittsville man remains in custody after a series of incidents that led to an armed standoff with police on Thursday night. 26-year-old Randall Bakken had a bond appearance in Wood County Court on Friday. He allegedly was recklessly endangering safety and intoxicated while using a firearm and a vehicle. A caller to 911 around 11 p.m. notified dispatchers that Bakken had fired a .30-30 rifle and was trying to shoot the caller and then himself at his parents' home. Bakken fled before officers arrived. They located his vehicle in the town of Port Edwards and led officers on a one-mile chase. Wood County Sheriff Thomas Reichard says Bakken got out of the vehicle and pointed the rifle up under his own chin.
Anytime that law enforcement is faced with this kind of situation, what we are really looking to do is for everyone to end up safe. And that happened last night. We were engaged in a certainly high-stress, high-tension situation,
officers,
which ended with no injuries.
Officers tried to apprehend him by shooting non-lethal foam projectiles and beanbags to subdue him. Reichard says the weather compounded the problems as they tried to talk to Bakken Thursday night.
These people are all standing outside negotiating this situation, and it's 10 below zero. Brutally cold on top of the rest of it. So, you know, there's a whole number of things that are at play during this negotiation that were very challenging to the officers.
Authorities say five people are recovering from a head-on crash in Jefferson County on Friday afternoon. The sheriff's office there says the crash happened just after 4 p.m. near the town of Jefferson when an SUV overcorrected and the vehicle drifted onto the shoulder, colliding with a car. 32-year-old Vili Yang of Wausau was convicted in Marathon County Court on Friday and sentenced to 10 years in prison on drug trafficking charges. Yang was one of three people arrested in June after a traffic stop and 6 pounds of marijuana were found. He was out on a signature bond on an earlier case when he was arrested. The other two, 31-year-old Mei Vu and 34-year-old Jacqueline Gauger, will be in court at a later date. Rothschild is the latest municipality to put out a water running order to residents, but not all residents. Public Works Director Tim Vergara says it's a version of the run order much like Weston put out.
It's not a village-wide run order at this point right now. Right now we're being particular in where we're selecting the residents to run their water based on what we're finding.
He says the reason for the selected orders is differences in construction materials. Also, Rothschild now joins Schofield, Weston, Merrill, and Mosinee in having some type of water run orders. And another state legislator announces he won't seek re-election. We get that story from Bob Hay.
It's three terms and out for Representative Fred Clark, the Baraboo Democrat, announcing he won't seek re-election when his current term expires at the end of the year.
I never viewed politics as a lifelong career. And what I've said to the people at home is that it's time for somebody else to step up and represent the 81st District.
Clark says securing adequate public education reform and redistricting reform are important issues that still need to be addressed.
You know, right now, democracy in Wisconsin, it's bent, but it ain't broken.
Clark was first elected to the Assembly in 2008. In 2011, he unsuccessfully challenged Republican Senator Luther Olson in a recall election. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And as we deal with ice and snow, Century World is preparing for the golf season. The Stevens Point Golf Destination has released the course map showing changes made this past summer. Century World was closed for the entire summer of 2013 for remodeling, and they've enhanced some of the existing features and added some challenging new ones. You can check out the map here on the website, WSAU.com. That's a look at news. I'm Tom King.